To be trapped in such a fashion was hideous. To fall out of the chair and be capable of nothing more than lying there, waving his bruised arms and legs, bleeding and squalling. DNK-45932 would have come to pick him up, could no more resist the commands of the king's son than a lead weight dropped from a high window can resist the pull of gravity. But Mordred didn't dare call him. Already, the brown bitch suspected something wasn't right with Nigel. The brown bitch was wickedly perceptive, and Mordred himself was terribly vulnerable. He was able to control every piece of machinery in the Ark 16 station. Mating with machinery was one of his many talents. But as he lay on the floor of the room with control center on the door, it had been called the head back in the long ago, before the world moved on, Mordred was coming to realize how few machines there were to control. No wonder his father wanted to push down the tower and begin again. This world was broken. He'd needed to change back into the spider in order to regain the chair where he'd once again resumed his human shape. But by the time he made it, his stomach was rumbling and his mouth was sour with hunger. It wasn't just changing that sucked up the energy. He'd come to suspect the spider was closer to his true form. And when he was in that shape, his metabolism ran hot and fast. His thoughts changed as well. And there was an attraction to that because his human thoughts were colored by emotions over which he seemed to have no control, although he supposed he might in time, that were mostly unpleasant. As a spider, his thoughts weren't real thoughts at all, at least not in the human sense. They were dark, bellowing things that seemed to rise out of some wet interior ground. They were about eat and roam and rape and kill. The many delightful ways to do these things rumbled through the Dantiti's rudimentary consciousness like huge headlighted machines that went speeding unheeding through the world's darkest weather. To think in such a way, to let go of his human half, was immensely attractive, but he thought that to do so now, while he had almost no defenses, would get him killed.